It is Wednesday, September 18th, 2013, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation. Walton Arts Center presents R&B soul singer Aaron Neville Saturday, October 5th, in Baumwalker Hall. Neville will perform classic hits like Tears on My Pillow and Under the Boardwalk from his new doo-wop album. Tickets and more information are available at waltonartcenter.org or 443-5600. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, we continue our examination of the 2014 election season with a conversation with another candidate for state office. John Burkhalter is so far the lone Democrat seeking the lieutenant governor's office. He'll talk to Roby Brock about why he's running. Plus, a chance to step inside Sun's Chapel. The structure is on the National Historic Register of Places and is still a hub of community activity. And Samantha Fish will be in Fayetteville for the Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue Festival this week. Before she performs at George's Majestic Lounge, she'll play inside our Furman Garner Performance Studio. First, the Arkansas Insurance Department is partnering with the Clinton School of Public Service to host an open enrollment kickoff to mark the opening of the health insurance marketplace. More than 500,000 Arkansans are eligible for the health insurance coverage and can view plans offered through the marketplace at the event. Heather Haywood of the State Insurance Department says people ages 18 to 64 are eligible to come and receive assistance in setting up their coverage options.
We will have local guide organizations that will be on hand to assist people that are interested in enrolling. We'll be providing information about the new health insurance marketplace. We will also have the Department of Human Services on hand to assist those that might qualify for the private option. And we will also have members of the SHIP department on hand to address anybody that might have a Medicare question.
The event is scheduled for October 1st. That's the first day of enrollment for the health insurance marketplace. A proposed revision to planning regulations in downtown Fayetteville was introduced to the Fayetteville City Council last night, though at least 2 weeks will pass before it gets final approval. The ordinance, proposed by Alderman Sarah Marsh, would change building height and setback regulation exceptions for developments adjacent to single-family homes, particularly in the Fayetteville downtown area.
So it was during our recent deliberation over building height changes that it came to my attention that we have a dangerous loophole in our building codes. Currently, we have areas primarily in our downtown where there are no side or rear setbacks required and building heights of up to 84 feet are allowed. While in an ideal world, this promotes good urbanism, in our downtown area, this has the potential to create conflicts and adversely affect the quality of life for downtown residents.
The current regulations, as developed for the city's downtown master plan, allow for zero side setbacks, meaning the maximum 84-foot high walls could be built on property lines. As it was presented last night, the proposed revisions would call for a minimum side and rear setback of 15 feet from property lines and that building heights be limited to 30 feet at that setback distance. But the revisions were tabled at the first reading as Alderperson Marsh and City Development Services Jeremy Pate acknowledged the proposal was too broad in scope because it failed to take building scale into account.
For instance, a two-story walk-up live-work unit has the same standard applied as a large 3 or 5 acre, you know, six-story building. So we want to really look at the scale of that and see how we can address that, because a two-story walk-up unit may even be smaller in scale than the adjacent single-family home. So we really want to look carefully at how those are applied, particularly on the smaller lots that we see is most impacted by a 15-foot setback.
Pate says there are several lots in the downtown area that are 40 to 50 feet wide and adjacent to current single-family homes, and that the proposal would limit development of those lots for most uses other than for single-family homes. The issue will return to the City Council in 2 weeks. A number of school elections were held across the region yesterday, several of which included proposals asking voters for millage increases for construction of new facilities. The most watched of those elections was for a $2.9 million increase for construction of a second high school in the Bentonville School District. The measure was the third such proposal that had been given to voters in the past 5 years. This time, it passed overwhelmingly, with more than 8,200 voters in favor of the millage package and just under 3,500 voting against it. Meanwhile, voters in Prairie Grove approved a $6 million increase for an addition and safe room to the school district's intermediate school, as well as construction of a new high school basketball arena. More than 480 people in Prairie Grove voted in favor of that increase. 328 voted against. And West Fork Public Schools will be able to build an addition to the school's choir and band building, as well as new classrooms, restrooms, and a physical education building at the middle school after voters there approved a 2 mil tax increase. But not all millage proposals were approved yesterday. A proposed 1.2 millage increase in Alma failed at the ballot box. 1,048 voting against, just 668 voting for the measure. It would have allowed the school district to hire armed guards and add as many as 250 surveillance cameras throughout the district. The University of Arkansas in Fort Smith will have a new visual arts building in the coming years. According to thecitywire.com, the university announced yesterday it had received a $15.5 million grant from the Siloam Springs-based Wingate Charitable Foundation to go toward construction of the 58,000-square-foot building. UAFS will have to match $2.5 million of the grant, but the new facility will be located on the southwest corner of Waldron and Kincaid Avenues next to the Stubblefield Center. When completed in 2015, the building will be home to gallery spaces, graphic design laboratories, a 150-seat film theater, as well as have spaces for photography, painting, sculpture, and art history. The Rehabilitation Counseling Program at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville is being recognized as a leader in the field. According to a recent article in Rehabilitation Counseling Bulletin, researchers rank the College of Education and Health Professions academic 8th in the nation when looking at the number of research articles published by faculty in peer-reviewed publications. Additionally, U.S. News and World Report has repeatedly ranked the rehabilitation program in the top 20 graduate rehabilitation programs nationally, and it is currently listed at 16th place by that publication. According to the article in Rehabilitation Counseling Bulletin, a positive correlation exists between research productivity of an institution and its U.S. News ranking. And the U of A has been ranked again among the top 15% of colleges and universities across the country, included in this year's Guide to Military-Friendly Schools. The guide is published by Victory Media, a veteran-owned publisher that works to help U.S. military veterans transition into civilian life. This is the fifth year the University of Arkansas has been included in the guide. New efforts to engage student veterans in the past year include the Chancellor's Challenge Coin Award, which began in May and is given to student veterans when they graduate. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows expected to be in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny. There's a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs tomorrow throughout the region should be around 90. And tomorrow night, mostly cloudy. Showers and thunderstorms likely. For Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue, lows will be around 70.